If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
Celebrating Cuba today as the president makes his historic trip to Havana. A little of music of the great Celia Cruz here also. I don't get very many opportunities to play any Celia Cruz around here. One of my favorites of all time. So if you've been to Cuba, I want to hear, tell me what the president is going to see and what he is going to experience. Kathy O'Malley from the Kathy and Judy Show. I didn't know that you had gone to Cuba.
I did. I went to Cuba a year ago in February. And I think it's still the case. You have to go with an agency that's licensed by the State Department. I don't think it's been opened up yet. So you can just take a plane down there and go out on your own. And when you're with your group, you can't leave the group.
Is it true that you can't, you also can't take photographs?
Oh my gosh. I took hundreds.
Somebody told me that you weren't able to do that.
No. I've got an album of probably 200 photographs that I took. That was not a problem.
But don't you also have an album of 200 photographs just that you've taken this morning?
Well, there's good damn point.
If you follow Kathy's Facebook page.
You know, but Cuba's interesting because the tourist part of it, it's being, updated and it's beautiful and they're restoring beautiful old buildings. But when you're on your bus and you're driving down the street, you look down side streets and it looks like a third world.
Yeah, that's where the poverty is, yeah.
Right, and they don't, you know, they often don't have electricity. And but it's a beautiful place. We stayed in a 4-star hotel. It was a beautiful hotel. We were without hot water for 3 days.
Yeah,
but
I've
apparently
heard that.
Because you know they can't go up to Florida for parts. They have to go to Spain for parts, or you know, South America or whatever.
Yeah,
so,
I've heard all of that. But also, people are telling me that despite all of the, you know, these little things that we might find inconvenient, now is the time to see it before.
Oh my gosh! Before there's a McDonald's.
Yeah, before there's a gap in Starbucks on every corner and Hyatts
You know. And there are probably a half a dozen or a dozen agencies. You just have to put "licensed Cuba travel" in a Google search, and there's plenty of outfits that will take people there. And it's a great trip. It's a very interesting country. I mean, out in the farming parts, there are guys doing farming with ox.
Wow.
So yeah, it's sort of caught in time, and once everything opens up, it'll be totally different. But I highly recommend that people check it out.
Isn't it cool that the president is going there today?
Yes, like, it is.
This is a historic moment in time. This is
absolutely. And many of the people who object to normalizing relations are very elderly, and live in Florida, and. Yeah, I mean, they've got problems in Cuba. I'm sure there's people in jail that shouldn't be. But hey, calling the kettle black here.
Well, for one, but, you know, we certainly have relations with China, and we certainly have relations
Absolutely.
With lots of other countries.
One of the neatest things we saw was Ernest Hemingway's home down there. And you can look in the doors. You can't go in the house, but everything is sort of just as it was when he left it. And you can see he kept track of his weight on the wall in the bathroom, just like regular people.
That's weird.
It's a great trip. You should go. I just saw you in a movie last night.
What?
I just saw you in Breakfast at Ina's last night.
Oh, the documentary.
Yeah.
You know,
it was cool.
I have not seen that yet.
Really, you should. It was fun to see it. It was through the Jewish film festival.
Yeah, Ina.
I was
Ina's
the only shiksa there, I think.
Trying to get me to come see it.
That's right. Yeah, it was good.
Kathy and
Jim, I got to go take some pictures, Dean.
You are 5 minutes behind schedule. I can't imagine what that must be like for
good
you.
Good to talk to you.
Bye, Kathy. It's Kathy O'Malley from the Kathy and Judy Show, Saturday mornings at 10 here on WGN. Miriam, hello. You're on WGN.
Hello. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
So I was born in Cuba, and I just came back last week.
Tell me all about it.
Well, Cuba, like, it's like no other place in the world. But there's one thing Cuba has. The people love Americans.
Oh, really?
And yes, it's shabby in some places, but the architecture is beautiful. You cannot beat it for a more friendly country to the American public.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard that they really like Americans. How do you think the Cuban people are going to react to being exposed to lots of new things that probably are going to happen to them in the next few years?
Well, actually, they've been exposed to new things a little at a time. For example, Cubans now can have cell phones, and they do have some hotspots. So if Cubans can buy an internet card, they connect to the outside world, which is something they didn't have
right
when Fidel was in power. So now with Raul, a lot of things have happened. People can now own their homes, sell their homes, buy homes. They can now travel to different parts of the world if they get a visa, of course.
Right, right. And they can listen to that decadent Western rock and roll music now, too?
Yes. You know, for many years, they could not hear Beatles music because it wasn't the ideology of the revolution. Now, almost any teenager in Cuba knows all about all the pop artists here in the United States.
All the Western music. Isn't that
Everything.
Funny? Because if I went there, all I would listen to would be Buena Vista Social Club and Celia Cruz music. All they want to listen to are the Beatles and the Rolling Stones,
that's
probably, right?
That's right. You know, they now have a nightclub, a little nightclub, no smoking allowed. It's called the Yellow Submarine.
Oh, how about that?
And all the Cubans go every weekend to dance to American rock.
How about that? That's such an interesting time in history there. Wow.
It is incredible.
Absolutely.
For the last 2 weeks, all Cubans are talking about is Obama's coming. Obama's coming.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine what that must be like. Okay, Miriam, when I go, I'm going to take you so you can be my tour guide.
I'm one
guide
of
there.
The licensed agents.
Oh, are you really?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. All right.
Whenever you're ready, give me a call.
All
I'll
right.
be very happy to take you to my Cuba.
Okay, Miriam. Thank
Thanks
you.
A lot.
Thank you very much. Here
Bye-bye.
Is Carrie. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. Actually, my name is Carrie. Carrie Fusick.
Yeah, hi, Carrie.
I'm Dirk's wife, actually, from Dirk's Fish.
You're there twice. Why?
No, I am Dirk's wife. You know Dirk from Dirk's Fish?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm his wife. I'm actually Cuban-American.
Okay, I didn't know.
My parents left in 1960. I had never been there. I went there last year with my daughter. As a Cuban-American, you've been able to travel there forever. And I had my misgivings about going just because I didn't want to empower the government by giving them more money.
Right.
And that does not go to the Cuban people. I changed my mind. I decided I wanted to meet my extended family. And it was a wonderful yet bittersweet experience. Kathy O'Malley had some really great comments. It is beautiful. The people are wonderful. There's Cuban music everywhere, by the way, Dean. When you go, you will hear Buena Vista everywhere.
I'll be really disappointed if I go there and I'm hearing Justin Bieber music all over.
It is amazing. Like, everywhere you turn around, there's a band playing, and I mean a band.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
And it's just very sad because the poverty is so extreme where my family lives. The struggles that they go through since I've been there, I send them money every single month through the currency exchange because anything helps. They average about $300 a year is
wow.
what their earnings are.
Wow, yeah.
And it's become tougher since this whole thing started with the embargo being lifted. Since Cuba really wants power and continue to have power, they're making it harder on the people. That's how they've been able to keep them under control. Is by taking away things that they need.
So wait, you're saying that since the embargo has begun to be lifted, it's more difficult?
Yes, it is more difficult because they want to remind the Cuban people, the government,
that they're still in control.
That they are still in control.
So, like, what would be an example of?
For instance, Cubans without coffee is like, you know, us fish without water.
Right.
So they haven't had coffee in 2 months.
Wow.
Unless you send it to them with what we call a mule, people in Miami who fly back and forth constantly to take goods over there.
So they hide
No, they take it. They take it openly. Oh. But, you know, they
it's not the kind of mule I was thinking of.
I've seen too many Al Pacino movies, I think. Yeah, exactly. But that's what they're called. We call them mulas.
Oh, okay.
And they take it openly, and they're Cuban-Americans or Cubans that can fly back and forth easily. And so they've really... This is how they've controlled them all these years,
yeah.
is by taking away things. So they want them to know they love Obama. I mean, to them, Obama is God. You know, Cuba really doesn't have a religion other than Santeria, because religion was taken away from them so long ago that they're not like, they love the Pope and everything he stands for, but they don't really understand religion anymore.
It's something that's pretty detached from them, yeah.
Exactly, exactly.
So this has got to be pretty amazing for them as well. I have to break to get the news in here, Carrie, but I appreciate your calling and sharing all that.
Yes. It's a wonderful country. Please go. You will love it.
I am really jazzed up to do it now, especially after these few conversations that we've had. Thank you for the call, and say hello to Dirk Fusick from Dirk's Fish, one of the best in town.
I will.
Say hello to him for me.